What kind of inspired me to get into DJing and later on in life get into producing, really. We'll start off with this one, which is Rob Bass. I think everybody knows this one. And for me, it was the first track I ever kind of see turntablism with my mate's brother. He had a set of decks and he had two copies of this and kind of was really captured by it. And that's how I kind of really got into DJing and wanted to DJ. So the next one comes from really kind of like my era of music.
Mr. Cook.
Yes?
Do you have a son named Robert? Robert Cook, age 17?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cook. You better come down to the station house. Your son is dead.
Dead?
You're listening to Liquid Sounds Odyssey Recordings Podcast.
He died of an overdose. Come down to the station house. Come down to the station house. Come down to the station house. Your son is dead. Mr. Cook?
Yes?
Your son is dead.
rave classic, definitely one of my favourites, especially the end with Killer Man Archer, of course Genocide 2. So we're just going to flip the switch on the next one, you know, in the same era as Hardcore House was going on, and it was very progressive in my house where I went with Hardcore, my brother kind of went with House, so we had the best of both worlds, and definitely one of my favourite tunes, this next one. IB for tune, this one is, I know they've done that remix later on in the years with Souls in Motion in there, yeah. So we're gonna creep into something by Hype. I didn't even know it was a Hype at the time when I first bought this. This one is The Scientist. By The Scientist, sorry. The Exorcist.
The Exorcist. The Exorcist. The Exorcist.
You are listening to Let me
we'll be right back.
DJ Hype underneath his early alias, The Scientist, track entitled The Exorcist on Kick In Records. Next one I'm going to play you is definitely an iconic tune, not just for like the music, but for the whole era of what, early rave, I suppose. Yeah, I remember the first time I heard this. It's one of them, another one of them tracks I still say I fell in love with. This one, Papua New Guinea. Thank you. deep into this one. This one, Orbital. Of course, this one, Belfast. As we're digging through the crates, trying to find some music.
Where did you go? Did you saw you? feeling you even remember, believe that you are my girl. I give you all my love, I try to make you happy, but that wasn't enough. Cause look, you're gonna let me, since yeah I was, I never gave you no trouble. Just tell me, why is it you're getting ill on a double? You saw me with another girl, deals with sister. Yeah, like the story for the two, I won't diss you. I don't understand, I thought we had it planned. Look, turn me blind, now look where I am, all alone at home without you to phone. And if I do, I hear click followed by the dot tone. I don't get it, but hey, I was ready, so remember what you're hearing it. Don't forget it, cause I'm not the one who will come running back to you. I wanted your love, nigga blood, I'm not Dracula.
This one, One Tribe. Next one I'm gonna play, first time I heard it was on a TV show called The Word. Yeah, great, great tune.
Mr. Selector, boy, I go like your stush. Article done die out in rubber dub, ya push. Rebel MC Burnton, leave the man called Tenor Flying Super Cat the Wild Apache. Watch me, yush, watch me original rubber dub style. Roots and culture, leave ya.
Now this is the original.
Liquid by Liquid. Just one of them tunes that always got you going in the club. Next one is absolute personal favourite of mine. I can't remember who played it first. I remember hearing it. And yeah, the place went off. There's been a few remixes over the years, but you just can't beat the original. Tune this one was. I think we stuck with the hardcore for a little while. Right, I'm gonna step it up to the jungle era. For me, this tune here was a tune that definitely kind of changed my direction, not just in music but in life. I remember the first time I heard this, we'd been out to Paradise Club the night before, and I came back and heard it on radio, and I remember running downstairs looking for a tape to record it. I remember finding one of my dad's Glenn Miller tapes and trying to find a bit of paper to put it in to record it. By the time I came back up, it had been mixed and played out, and I remember finding it about 3 days later. Still play it now. This one, DJ Crystal, Meditation. Thank you.
Tiger, tiger. Burning bright, burning bright. In the forest, in the forests of the night.
Right now you're listening to Liquid Sounds, Odyssey Recordings Podcast.
Fucking voodoo magic man.
Experience. This is the original Lord and the Gnome Liners. I could play this all the way to the end, but I've got a lot more music to cram in, so I'm going to have to cut it short. Super Juice is what kind of always inspired me as a DJ. I just love their music was Crystal and this man here, Dillinger. And I think pretty much everything them guys made was just absolutely timeless. We'll be right back. One needs no introductions. LTJ Booker. Probably gonna have enough time to cram maybe 2-3 more in. quite going to move into the last one now. Big thanks to Rhythm Tech, all the Liquid Sound podcast crew. Big shout out to Sid, all the Odyssey family. Because I was asked to play something what, like, make something what inspired me, kind of music what does inspire me, and still does. I wanted to play with my last tune as someone who does inspire me, and it's the guy behind the actual podcast series. You know, the first time I kind of heard Richard's music, I was like, wow, this guy's real good. He's got his own kind of style to it. And his diversion on music is amazing. You know, it's just so good. So I'm going to leave you on one track, which the first time I heard it, I was just like, gosh, this is coming from a drum and bass artist, well, who I knew was a drum and bass artist. Very talented. Big thanks to everybody locked in, listened, and I hope you enjoyed what I gave you.
This is all in balance, and you're listening to Liquid Sounds Odyssey Recordings Podcast.